Welcome to the Gary DeMar Blogcast, presented by the American Vision and Canon Press. For more from Gary, check out the American Vision collection on the Canon app.
Welcome to the Gary DeMar Blogcast. Today's entry is titled, Atheist Chaplain Claims He Can Be Good Without God. Atheists claim they can be good without any belief in God. How do atheists account for good in a world of pure matter? Morality is not physical. Who's to say that killing someone is morally wrong, since atheists teach that animals, and evolutionists do claim that humans are animals, evolved through actions like rape and violence? Keep in mind that in the mid-1800s, Darwin showed that human beings weren't exactly created in his image. In fact, we were not all that exceptional even among our fellow terrestrial creatures. Instead, like pterodactyls, pachyderms, paper wasps, parsnips, and portobello mushrooms, people are the more or less accidental products of a very complex and evidently capricious evolutionary process, says an evolutionist. In evolutionary lore, survival of the fittest and nature, red in tooth and claw, got us where we are today, and there was nothing immoral about the process. As Richard Dawkins has said, in the universe of blind physical forces and genetic replication, some people are going to get hurt and other people are going to get lucky, and you won't find any rhyme or reason to it, nor any justice. The universe we observe has precisely the properties we should expect if there is at the bottom no design, no purpose, no evil, and no good. Nothing but blind, pitiless indifference. DNA neither knows nor cares. DNA just is, and we dance to its music. Close quote. The supposed first emergence of organic life struggled to survive by dominating lesser life forms, the strong over the weak, and there was no cosmic moral arbiter to say anything about it. Consider this from Brian Appleyard's review of Jonathan Glover's book, Humanity, A Moral History of the 20th Century. God died in the 19th century, and Nietzsche danced on his grave. The foundation of the external moral law was destroyed, and in its place was a vacuum, soon gleefully filled by the narcotics of Nazism and communism. It may not be possible to say that the death of God led directly to the death ovens, but equally, nobody can ignore the fact that the cruelest era in history was also the first to deny the existence of an eternal moral force. If this is true, can we stop the long nightmare of the 20th century from spilling over into the 21st? Close quote. Or how about this from William Provine, an American historian of science and evolutionary biology and population genetics, who taught at Cornell University. Evolutionary biology tells us that nature has no detectable, purposeful forces of any kind. Modern science directly implies that the world is organized strictly in accordance with deterministic principles or chance. There are no purposeful principles whatsoever in nature. There are no gods and no designing forces that are rationally detectable. Second, modern science directly implies that there are no inherent moral or ethical laws. Third, human beings are marvelously complex machines. The individual human becomes an ethical person by means of only two mechanisms, deterministic heredity interacting with deterministic environmental influences. That is all there is. Fourth, we must conclude that when we die, and that is the end of us. There is no hope of everlasting life. Free will, as traditionally conceived, the freedom to make uncoerced, unpredictable choices among alternate possible courses of action simply does not exist. The evolutionary process cannot produce a being that is truly free to make choices. The universe cares nothing for us. There is no ultimate meaning for humans. Close quote. Atheists are only moral in the sense that they borrow the concept of morality from the world of theism, since they cannot account for morality given the operating assumptions of their matter-only worldview. Even if it could be said that morality has evolved, there is nothing in the cosmos that says we must abide by any of it. Why is that? Because according to atheists, modern biology has arrived at two major principles that are supported by so much interlocking evidence as to rank as virtual laws of nature. The first is that all biological elements and processes are ultimately obedient to the laws of physics and chemistry. The second principle is that all life has evolved by random mutation and natural selection. The question remains, why is anyone obligated to follow anyone's idea of morality when life is nothing but physics and chemistry? Physics and chemistry don't do morality. When a building collapses and kills people, that's physics. You can't haul the laws of physics into court. When a virus invades our bodies, that's chemistry. Chemistry doesn't know morality from immorality. When you hear an atheist like Greg Epstein, who's the new head chaplain at once Christian Harvard, Epstein is an atheist, and he claims that we can be good without God, the title of his book, keep in mind that he's an ethical thief. He must steal from God's moral garden to even use the concept of good, since there is no accounting for good or evil in an evolving cosmos.
If you enjoyed this week's episode, listen to the audiobook for Gary DeMar's Restoring the Foundation of Civilization, available now in the Canon app.